for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is tape one of two tapes of the Saturday morning service of December the 31st, 1988. It is the 19th service of the Midwinter Family Camp Meeting held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Blanche Reynolds is the speaker of the morning.
You know, when you're all not here, why, there's just a few of us here. Sometimes there's Sunday morning, sometimes there's 20 or 25 of us. The rest of the week, why, there's about a dozen. But after, when the camp meetings come and we have a day like yesterday, where you're ready to keep traveling on, I tell you, that was, to me, yesterday was one of the most glorious days of this year. The word of the Lord and the glory of the Lord. It's been glorious this whole week. We started out Saturday night with just a wonderful, wonderful presence of God in this place. And as Linda and all that were here brought praise and worship unto Jesus. And next year, it's going to be a trying year for many, 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 many of God's people. And you're going to have to learn to live in these praises. And we won't feel like it. You won't feel like it. But you're going to have to. Because that's going to be your source, the praises of the Lord. You've got to get like David. Say, O soul, magnify the Lord. Then kick yourself in the pants and do it. That's right. Say, I will praise the Lord. Don't matter what I feel like. Don't matter what I look like. Or what everything else looks like. Still, I will praise the Lord. For He alone is worthy. Jesus is worthy. So we've got to set some determinations inside of my spirit. And then I've got to take that to place of authority and dominion and say, so magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Blanche, come on and bring us the word of the Lord. Minister as the Lord gives you.
Praise.
Amen. You having trouble with that thing?
I think it'll be all right. Good. It's working out. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mighty word. Hallelujah. Lord, we don't know how to go in or to come out unless you direct us. Father, we just pray for wisdom and knowledge and understanding for this coming year. Lord, we know that as grievous pain and the day grows dark and you close this day, Lord, we pray that we will not miss all of your intention or any part of it. Lord Jesus, be in us, reign in us, teach us, O Lord, all that you have spoken, Lord. I pray, Father God, that the gift of revelation is so revealed in this coming year, the might and strength of truth in this earth will stand like a mighty army before the captivity and command captivity free. Lord Jesus, you are showing us where the strongholds have bound your body. You are teaching us, O Lord, who we are in this last day. Father, let our eye be single toward you. O Lord, let us look neither to the right nor to the left, but let the holy things be more holy, Lord, in the midst of us. Lord Jesus, show us what to lay down and what to take up. And when we look with the eye of the Spirit, let us not despise your gifts and your fruit, but let us partake and let it flow through us to build your kingdom in all the honor and glory that you intended it to be. Father, how holy you are, and how glorious is truth in this hour. My Lord and my God, I love you this day. And I thank you, Lord, that you prepared your table with the glory and dominion of perfect love, so that as a man receives, your blessings flow. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And now, Father, we make ourselves available. We trust in truth. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for this place that we are in this moment. For we would leave nothing out in the growth pattern that you planned. I thank you, Lord, for the kingdom filling stations across the land. I thank you, Lord, that this is one of them. In fact, it's the only one that I know where it's totally balanced. And where the heart desires the total balance. Where unselfishness and truth walk hand in hand. I thank you for that, Lord. And I'm glad that you've allowed us to be a part of it for this whole week, Lord. We've been refreshed in the things of your Spirit. And Father, this rhema word that you have spoken through your precious servants, let it be written indelibly upon our hearts. When we drive in our car and go about our day, Lord, let it ring in our ears like a harmonious symphony of heaven's glory. Let nothing be strained or nothing be stolen of truth that we have heard. Let our ear be tendered toward you, Lord, like the trumpet that is blown for the time to do battle and the time to worship and praise and the time to set our tent in order. Father God, let us be balanced in this coming year. Let us, Lord God, know that the balance of your word must be heard clearly in the ear of the kingdom people, your sons, in this final hour. And Father, I pray for strength for the ministers that you have commissioned to bring this word to the body. And I pray for wisdom and knowledge, and with that understanding, Lord, so that we can come together and follow the Lamb whithersoever He goeth. Oh, it's so good, Lord. And now, Father, we pray for Glenn and Irma, the leadership of this camp. And we ask you, Lord God, to quicken strength unto their vessel. Quicken their minds to rested times to know that you have called and qualified and set them apart for this very commission, for this station of kingdom knowledge. And I thank you, Lord, that there's not a devil in hell that can steal, that can maim or blind or deafen anyone who walks through this door. And I thank you, Lord, that what you have spoken concerning this place will surely be in this end time complete. And so, Father, we are all blessed because of the sacrifice of these people. And I thank you for this privilege, Lord, that my life has been edified and blessed. But I've heard things this week that have ministered to this me this tired woman, Lord, who needed to hear those things. I thank you, Lord, that you've spoken a word so clear that the tears would flow out of my eyes just because the word was so pure. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done. And now, Father, we're going to open the word again. And this afternoon, and tonight, and tomorrow morning, and more and more and more is going to be revealed as your ministers stand before you. And so, Father, what we have from where we are, we give it to you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now remember the first night that we came and Linda and I shared the ministry. It was just so good to flow together. We talked about God calling the light day. Now, we're going to put on our spiritual glasses. In other words, we're going to look in the Spirit at what the Lord is saying. More revelation to help us to comprehend that deliverance isn't a mystery anymore. The mystery of iniquity has been revealed. And to him that has eyes to see and ears to hear, who desires obedience in his inner being, desires more of Jesus, is going to know what deliverance is. We have not come this far to be controlled by the darkness or, you know, misunderstanding or weaknesses that have bruised us to the point that the wisdom of the Holy Ghost cannot flow through us now. All week long, deliverance has been flowing. I've watched you. How my heart has been blessed as I've seen you. Like valiant soldiers, attack your enemy and command your being to the attention of the Holy Spirit. Wonderful how we've recognized things in each one of us. And we're not going to let the enemy establish a beachhead in us any longer and weaken our lives in this hour of kingdom glory now. So God called the light day. Light is what makes visions possible. Vision possible, sight possible. Seeing. Seeing is like knowing, understanding, comprehension, a revealing. Knowing how to walk and where to walk. God called the day light. We are a light people in God's day. This is His plan being revealed. The sixth day, ready for God's rested purpose. We said, how do you spell rest? W-I-S-D-O-M. Knowing God. Peace produced because knowledge has increased to the point that we are established in it. What does establish mean? Webster's dictionary says establish means to be put on a firm basis. Foundation growth now. We are a light people. God's day. Illuminating truth to each one of us. Jesus is the true light. He has come into the world to establish the facts of light to all who would look and tender unto Him an understanding of salvation. Lord God, teach me what I need to know for this hour now. I'm going to go over some scriptures quickly because our group has changed, and please, those who were here from the beginning, indulge the ones who were not here with this short time of review. Genesis 1:5, and maybe you could write them down. I'm not going through them, and you can get the tape. It's available. Deuteronomy 5:9. Now, in this today, this day of the Lord, He has finished His creation plan. And man is maturing, overcoming all the realm of darkness, that death struggle. This last enemy of death is ripe to disappear from this earth. Awesome, isn't it? All of us have been bound in this tangible realm because that's where we were born. In this Adamic nature, we have received that image and that pattern of that first Adam man. And God has made declaration unto us that we will know the truth. This rebellion fact, idolatry, worshiping the selfishness of man, all of it controlled and comprised in the realm of death, has got to be flung away from the children of light. The Lord said it in this wise through the law. The sin of rebellion is visited from the father to the children to the third and the fourth generation. But the Word says in the 139th Psalm that man's day is numbered. And as the number of a man's day is, so are their curses allotted through the entire lifespan of every one of us. Because of the generation curse visited because of the lawlessness of rebellion passed from the fathers to the children from generation to generation. Serious matter. I thought once to ask for the blackboard too, but I'm not much of an artist, and so I thought maybe I might not could express it to you, but if you could just let me sort of make a pretense here of a blackboard. If you can see your generation man, all right? I'm going to call him Porter because I was a Porter. We'll talk about me because I have knowledge of me now. And so here is the Porter generation. That was my father. I was born during the time of the Depression, just getting over. My people were very bruised by this natural realm. And so because of this fact, my dad, I think, worked for something like a dollar a day. They didn't need another baby. But here I was on the way. My daddy moved to the Chicago area because someone told him that you could make more money there. So he went. And pretty soon, he sent for my mother, who was with child, and I was that baby. And so now, I have a brother who is a year and a half older. They come. Now, my dad, with this rejection and fierce need to provide for his family, with a temper and an anger in all of it to make it somehow so that his household can be provided for. And now looking at this Porter generation man back in the bloodline, my daddy's mother died when my daddy was 9 years old. My papa married again a widow lady. And this widow lady had children also. And so it was his kids and her kids and then their kids. So I think there must have been about 10 or 15 of them in the whole group They were farmers up in Wisconsin, Antigo, Wisconsin. Now, so my dad, being one of the younger children, got the blunt of everybody's anger because you put three families together, you're going to have a fight. My dad said if his stepmother and his dad went anywhere, when they came home, the kids just automatically lined up because every one of them got a whipping. Because he knew with 15 kids, there's been a lot of fights while they were gone. They just expected to get it. And so there was a crisis of rejection, a need for mama love. Now, this mother that my dad had been introduced to was a cold lady. She didn't pour out much love. And there was a lot of heartache and a lot of things involved. Well, beyond that, there was an open door to the occult in my grandfather's family. Out of it, he had some brothers and sisters that were ministers, though. But now, going beyond that, I don't have any knowledge. But in that bloodline, there was a great mixture. A lot of anger just against everything. Because there wasn't a lot of happiness there. Because everybody was trying to survive. Now, so that witchcraft, the mixture, that brings the domination, the control. Here's my papa. He was a man that needed a woman to raise his kids. And so he had to make some adjustments to raise somebody else's kids. And then there were more kids. So all of these, young men and women are growing up. Bloodline, bondages. Nobody knew why those Porter kids were so mad all the time and fought so hard. And nobody knew why they worked until, they almost wanted to drop like a driving spirit in them. Many, many things hidden there. No answers for. They just thought they were always that way. So we see like this beginning of life now and the span of life going forth because God has numbered our days. Here we are, the number of days being laid down before us. I'm in the world now. My folks are having big troubles. What became those driving forces to survive and to make do? And all that tiredness of working two jobs and trying to provide, the kids were just in the way. So my brother and I were finally given away to the orphans' home, see? Deep mixture. But my days are numbered before the Lord. And every bit of that control of lawlessness is in each day. Every legal right that Satan has had to bombard the life is there until we meet Jesus. And when we come to Jesus, things are changed. Not only are we forgiven, hallelujah for forgiveness, Lord, but we were born anew. Now the facts of death and the struggle through the curses are being shown to us that they, through the blood of Jesus Christ, have no more power and dominion when we command and possess the right of an heir. And so we begin to chop those roots as knowledge comes. See, I begin to view my life in that rejection force. And like the number of my days and the things that the enemy has worked through, that plan of rebellion intact. Because I'm trying to walk out God's word. But I still got a bad temper. I got that Porter temper. And I'm still, you know, I'm like the yo-yo, up one day and down the next. I've had an experience with Jesus Christ, and no one can take that away from me. But I'm a mess in the kingdom. And so the Lord begins as we seek Him. Now, this is a key word or a key sentence. We must seek the Lord now. We must be balanced before Him. You notice the last 2 days how wonderful it has been when we prayed together as a body up here? And we prayed for an hour, hour and a half. And we just, you know, it was glorious what the Lord did for us. We must learn to be balanced in our walk before the Lord. You must know how to pray and pray without ceasing. You must know how to study the Word to make yourself available to Him. You must bring your will and your emotions, your desires into obedience. You must deal with that mystery of iniquity that the Holy Spirit is revealing in this hour to the body now. Man's days are numbered. The enemy has had a right to dominate and try to control us and put us through the powers of temptation, because that governing force of rebellion, lawlessness, has not been understood by us. But we're waking up like a sleeping giant. We begin to pull down those strongholds. I remember the day the Lord showed me that I had authority over that temper. So I pulled down that curse out of my day in the name of Jesus. And I'll not be bound by that anger and bitterness of my Porter generation anymore. Now, like peeling the onion. Did you know that every time you peel the onion, the next layer is smaller? See? You may have the same lookalikes in that onion, like it looks just like the other layer that you just got off, see? But hallelujah, every time you take a layer of this junk off of us, of our bloodline bondages, it gets smaller. But the mixture has been so great in the body, we have not understood how it could continue. How we could even walk upright, it seems there's been such a load on many of us. And so the Lord is revealing to us, we have power and authority and dominion. He has annulled death and made it of no effect, according to 2 Timothy 1:10, in our behalf. But we haven't been understanding it like that. So this curse that has allowed the enemy to flow through, to bombard our lives, to try to possess and take control, is now being revealed and being removed. When the curse is gone and you cast out the enemy that has been there, he cannot touch you any longer, because there's nothing there for him to touch. He can't build a case where there is no curse. See, in the name of Jesus now. So we begin to pull down, and every time the mixture is exposed, we clean the slate in the name of Jesus. It's not a one-time experience, but it is a many-time experience, because we're going to be like the pattern son. His name is Jesus. And life goes on. Here I am, a young girl, introduced to Jesus Christ. I shared some of that with you the other day. You see, the Lord knew when He numbered our days and He called us forth, all that quality of life and all the blood bruise that we had all come forth, that one day when he made his choice and he called us unto himself, he trusted the perfect blood of his only begotten Son to remove all the guilt, all the stain, and all the power of the wicked one. And he gave us his word. It's hidden to the time of revealing. See, when you're ready to know, when you're ready to come on in deeper truth, understanding more of God, it is there for you to know it. And here, you know, the Lord says this to me sometimes. It's like my little thermometer. I begin to know I'm about to move on into a higher understanding or deeper revelation. Everything where I am just kind of gets blasé, you know. Well, I've studied that. I know that. And I'm functioning in what I've learned. But see, we never get it all. And so then my little thermometer begins to get the red signal. You better not become, you know, short-sighted or weakened or quit or lay down and be passive. See, the flag goes up. It's time to seek the Lord. I'm going to burst through the wall. What is it now, Lord, that I need to deal with so that the clear signal, the illumination, the pure light, I walk in it and it's revealed unto me. And so I'm looking again. The Lord revealed to me the curse of illegitimacy. I did not know anybody who had been birthed out of wedlock in my generation, man. I don't know a lot of my people. But I thought, Lord, there's so much that's transpired in my background. And because there was such a lack of love in my people, I did not want anything to be left to guess and happenstance, or that's probably not me. I wanted to look over all the facts clearly. And I encourage you to do this. You see, the only person that you can change is you. So I began to look over the facts, and I got with somebody that I knew loved me real good, that I could trust and walked in authority, and we began to pray. And I said, now I want you to pray for this for me. I have felt the power of rejection. Beloved, I've come through much of that. And I, hallelujah, I've been relieved of much of the rejection that bruised me as a child. And I know that there's more there, and when I'm ready to pass through it and cast it from me, I'm going to pull that from me also and remove it. But as I began to seek the Lord, and my friend and I are praying, I said, I have just understood the curse of the bastard. I don't want to be an outcast. I don't want to be a wanderer. I want to fit in with the true body, the true sons, the kingdom of God. I want to be all that the Lord intended to me. So I want you to call that off of me, and I'm going to deal with it as much as lies within me. And I want you to break the curse of sodomy, the selfishness, because rejection has that part in it of selfishness. Wanting your own way, wanting to please yourself, wanting to, you know, secure things. It produces a greedy, selfish nature. Many times it produces much obesity because we've got to gratify this self-image because we know there's so many weaknesses in it. And so we blow it up like a balloon. But see, that's a false understanding of well-being. That's the enemy lying to you to make you think you're big and you're somebody. See, we're not bound by those curses of death. When we cast them from us, break their authority and their dominion wherever it has come from, so that our day in the Lord is free and we can worship in spirit and in truth. He formed us and shaped us in the lawlessness of rebellions, many of us coming through much hurt and pain, but God trusting His plan in the behalf of every one of us. that in the fullness of time, see, when we were ready, when that iniquity purpose had pressured until now, we had to have some relief. And we came to the Lord, and then the word could be heard. And we came under the rod, and discipline began, and we could hear the word of the Lord. We're breaking the curses. I said to my friend, also I want you to break the curse of sodomy. And I want you to break all the curses of incest. I don't want there to be anything in me that would be an adulteress, uncleanness, or a drawing into the selfishness of a self-exaltation. I want to be rid of it in the name of Jesus. So we began to pray. To my astonishment, I began to shake and quiver. I couldn't sit still. And the first thing you know, a great roar came out of me. And I knew that in my bloodline, every one of those things had existed. And I knew that God had given me authority, understanding, in this day to break that curse. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, let's read that scripture. Psalms 139, 13th verse. For you did form my inward parts, and you did knit me together in my mother's womb. I will confess and praise you, for you are fearfully wonderful. And for the awful wonder of my birth, wonderful are your works. And that my inner self knows right well. Something in the midst of us that drew us to Him. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was being formed in secret and intricately and curiously wrought, as if embroidered with various colors. God planning each of us in the depths of the earth, in the regions of darkness and mystery. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. And in your book, all the days of my life were written. Before ever they took shape, when as yet there was none of them. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus now. Let's look in Psalms 95:11. Hallelujah. I think I made a mistake there. I did. It is Job 14:5-6. I know we will come back to that scripture. I've got them out of order written down. Job 14:5-6. Since a man's days are already determined, and the number of his months is wholly in your control, and he cannot pass the bonds of his allotted time, our days are numbered. God's principles and his laws are fixed. We are not going to be harassed by Satan's authority in the number of our days when our ancestral bondages, the curses of death, are removed. Hallelujah. See? We've been wondering why people are not able to keep their deliverance, because we have not understood that the number of the days of their life, the enemy has had a right. The sin of the Father, the law of God, set in order. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. God's laws were put into being for our protection. Hallelujah. And as our day is numbered, and as that bondage of rebellion has visited all the days of our life, until an encounter with Jesus Christ brought us into the wisdom and knowledge of our salvation, our deliverance, we are delivered from the bondage of decay and death, from the curse and the bruise that allowed the days of our life to be brought into the bondage of that curse. The Lord our God has planned in our behalf that in the name of Jesus, the authority and the dominion of the Word of God, we can break the curse that has allowed the enemy to filter into our life and control our being in the powers of death. Hallelujah. So that when we stand in the dominion of life, there is no curse that is going to be visited upon us. Now, I don't know all that the Lord is going to reveal to us in this matter, but what I have been pondering in my heart for some weeks now, I thank you, Lord, that in this body, I knew that the Lord would reveal more to us because all of us were here like one mind, one accord. We're here in the purpose of seeking truth. And so I knew that the Lord would reveal unto us more truth. And all week long, He's been laying it into my understanding. I've been seeing that the powers of this natural realm that have bruised our life to where we have not been able to function in liberty and freedom to praise the Lord, to go on with Him, there had to be some answers. How could we be effective for the Lord when we can't even keep our vessel clean before Him? When temptation could enter into our mind so strongly that we suddenly find ourselves being controlled by it now. You see, it's not a sin to have a demon. The sin is to keep him. Once you come into the knowledge of what has been going on, see, that's why it takes the honesty of each one of us before the Lord to examine God's laws and His grace principle. Oh, thank you for grace. Time is a fact of grace, see. God has given us time to hear His voice, see. Time to understand it. Time to walk it out. Time to walk in authority and dominion and power because He has bequeathed unto us an inheritance that the world knows nothing about. For I'm calling out of this earth a body in power and dominion who will stand in me and know my voice. And you're clearly as I form and shape, yea, as my spirit brooded over this creation. And I called it, and it has come into being, and it has produced according to the word that formed it. Yea, so have I given a word unto my people that will produce a life fact. A life fact that will rule and reign and sit in my throne and be in me, yea. For as you are mine, you are a part of me, saith the Lord. And I have designed you to dwell in my presence and to know my voice. Yea, I am shaping my image in this earth, and my true sons, my remnant, shall acknowledge and know that I am the Lord God who planned and made ready my purpose. For as I am the deliverer, so shall they be delivered, and so shall they be deliverers. For the world will look, and they shall know that Almighty God has made ready a people who will stand in His truth, His promises, and walk out His glory. Amen and amen. Now, since a man's days are numbered, Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. None can take your life from you. Belongs to you. Hallelujah. Your Father ordained it. And He brought you to that point of conception where you could be born by the Spirit. And all of those things that had happened in the framework of your life and your generation, man, could at last, in the knowledge and the power and the dominion of life through Jesus Christ, the firstborn of the dead, you could look at death, hallelujah, and not be swallowed up by it. You could look at death and put it under your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A life living. Who can come before the Lord? And who can know Him but Him who hath clean hands and a pure heart? What does the revealing of life and the breaking of the curses that have bruised and allowed your day to be controlled in the crisis of death? Who can know the sound of His voice? The Lord says, I need to say this in a different way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God has not brought us this far to wander around in the wilderness with a lack of knowledge. God has brought us to this point of life where we can bring the body in. Hallelujah. Once you can see the pathway of light, you will walk in it. Hallelujah. No more stumbled toes. No more rocks and ripples that veer you off in other directions. But a face like a flint that's going to go to the Lord and stop allowing, see, a knowledge in you that no more can that old sly fox, the devil, set up meeting in your mind and weaken you in any capacity. As you are ready to pass the test when the crisis is going on in your life, beloved, God is there. He doesn't set you up to fail. It's time to graduate. The enemy can only do what your Father allows him to do. And it's always to do you good. See, now, what did the children of Israel do? They murmured and complained. What was God trying to do? Get the rebellion out of them. What's He doing now? He's trying to get the rebellion out of us. It's time to look with eyes of understanding. Yea, Lord God, You made a plan. And at Calvary, it was finished. Hallelujah. It was finished. It's finished. It's finished. It's time to rest in truth. What we know, see, the enemy has to obey you. He cannot sit in the throne of your heart and call the shots if you don't want Him there. Hallelujah, saints. Arise, awake. Boy, awaken from the slumber of death. You know, when Paul was talking in that 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, he said for us to examine ourselves while we eat the bread, you know, and drink the wine. He was saying, before we are partakers of Jesus, see, who is life, see, that Melchizedek order. What Melchizedek bring to Abraham? I just love to say that. What did he bring to Abraham when Abraham brought him the tithe? He was the king of righteousness, Melchizedek, the king of righteousness. He brought the bread and the wine in a day when it wasn't even heard of. But he brought what he had from where he was. He was dwelling in the completed plan of the Father. He was the priest of the Most High God. He came from where He was with what He had. He had a finished plan. It was complete. Hallelujah. He could only bring what had been completed, the bread and the wine. Hallelujah. Because as far as God was concerned, it is finished. Hallelujah. It's finished in your behalf. It's finished in mine. Glory to God. We are saints of the Most High. We've been redeemed. We've been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. And it's time to put on the knowledge and the wisdom of truth. The Holy Ghost is just a surety. It's just a guarantee. The down payment of better things to come. And the Lord God is revealing a life understanding to a life, people beloved. And the more you move in the authority of life, the more you're going to understand that you're dwelling in God. You're living in Him. You've taken up a residence in the Holy Ghost, and He intends for you to stay there in Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We seek You, Lord. We seek Your face, Lord. Oh, let us see it clearly now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to chapter 14 in Job again, to the 14th verse now. And He said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my warfare and service, I will wait till my change and release comes. Whew, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. Let that roll around in your spirit, man, and get excited about life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, it's life, glory to God. And He's changing us. That's what this is all about. You're not going to keep that old bloodline bondage and that look-alike of the death realm, but He's called us to come out and be separated. Hallelujah. The world views us as peculiar because we're not like that entity anymore. We're a new creation, a generation, a priest before Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, let Your word be declared in the midst of Your body, Lord. See now, we've got the pattern. His name is Jesus. You're not going to be like anybody else but Him. This last Adam, this generation of God in this earth. Oh, Lord, it's wonderful. And there's so much we want to know. But what we have, where we are, let's seek Him now. Let's look again at this curse that's levied to the numbers of a man's day. You see, when you're ready to deal with the next step, like a guy climbing a ladder, hallelujah, that curse too will be revealed. Let me tell you, He's the potter. We're the clay. That's right. And you know, God don't make any junk. That's right. He's making a many-membered body. We're not going to run around in this earth full of jealousy and hatred and all the death problems of death. No. We're Bossier. We're the condition of love, see? We're the man-child who are the heirs of deliverance. What have we been delivered from? The cause and the purpose of death. What have we been delivered to? The way of life, hallelujah. As He is, so shall we be, see? No more this old sting of death. No more controlled by in the kingdom of that old bloodline bondage nature. Because we're a new creation, man. See, when God calls you and He qualifies you and anoints you for His plan in this earth, let me tell you, there's not a devil in hell that can stop you. You know, God called me to preach a long time ago. And I used to sit on what I called ready all the time. I used to dream I preached. I'd wake up in the morning just tired because I'd preached all night long. You know, just I wanted to preach so bad. And I'd just say, oh, Lord, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. But I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. See? But when I got ready, there wasn't a financial bondage. There wasn't a spirit of death. There wasn't any sickness or disease. There weren't any dominating, controlling spirits. There was no religious spirits. There was nothing to keep the plan of God from operating in the vessel that He had called and made ready and prepared. And I want you to know He's not done with me yet. Hallelujah. But I want to convey unto you that He said we are going to enter in to the fullness of our salvation. And we're going to know the truth. And the truth is going to set us free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Many of us here came, and I cut my teeth in ministry in the charismatic revival. I learned many, many things, and God tendered me to it. And I also learned there was a whole lot of garbage there that did not please my Father. That little girl that couldn't handle a relationship because she was afraid they wouldn't like her. And they'd leave me again, and there I was, alone and rejected. God had to deal with that. How can preachers walk around so full of rejection they can't pour Father's love out? It's got to go. Because we are lovers, because He's lover. Hallelujah. He is love. Hallelujah. We're going to be like Him. Hallelujah.
This is the end of part A. Please play part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.